Okay. We will call to order the Ashland Planning Commission study session for May 28th, 2019. Any announcements? Anyone you want to insult, Bill?
No. See ya. Next Tuesday, the council's going to hold first reading and public hearing for the housing element. And so I think Chair Pierce has kindly agreed to come and answer questions. Did they have any?
Sure.
Your recommendation?
Sure. If Maria will tell me the answers, I'm happy to be there.
That's it.
I'll do flash.
Right. So science, yes.
Oh, flash cards.
Yeah.
And then I think I mentioned that your regular scheduled meeting in June, we have two public hearings that night. So it should won't be a short evening on June 11th.
Okay.
So.
Well, we've gotten used to these short meetings without contention, so you'll have to be gentle with us. Do we have anyone for public forum?
We do not.
No. We have one special presentation on the menu tonight for the Trail Master Plan update, and with Michael Black, who's the director of Ashland Parks and Recreation. Michael, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Thanks, Maria, for setting this up. So, as you said, I'm the director of Ashland Parks and Recreation, and as I bring this up, there's a couple of things that I want to point out right from the beginning. This is an amendment to an existing plan. Trails in Ashland, as you probably know, with the number of trails that we have, we're always expanding. We have about 45 miles of trails that we claim as Ashland trails that we either maintain or are on parks property or city property. So this document hadn't been updated for about 10 years. So we went through with a group of citizens and actually were able to update the document using citizens. We didn't hire a consultant. With staff and citizens, we were able to update it. So we're really proud of that and what came out of it. And I was just reading it a few minutes ago. I've read it a couple times, but I was just looking at it again a few minutes ago, and I was just reminded of how nice it turned out. I think it's a beautiful document, and I'm not taking credit for that by any means, but I think it did turn out very nice. And so we'll go through that tonight. I know this is a study session for you, so and I hope to come back for a business meeting. So if there's anything tonight that you would answers that I can't give you tonight, I could bring those back for the business meeting, and I'll keep track of those. So first of all, the background, the plan is really a document that's meant to advise. A lot of the chapters, as you look through them, you'll notice that we don't have a lot of dashed lines on some of the creek corridors that show where the trails are going to go. There's a corridor that we'd like to say, we need a trail in this area, and as we go along, we're advising that as properties are developed and planning is working and engineering is working on these projects with as public projects or as private projects that we maybe have the opportunity to work together on establishing trails. So that was the second one. We want to encourage collaboration and the main collaboration that we're trying to encourage, I guess there's two levels, I guess, between parks and the development process, one, and between parks and private citizens is two. And if you recall, over the past few years, we've had a couple of situations where private citizens have exercised their right, and it's absolutely their right, to exclude people from their property if we don't have an easement for travel across it. And we do have some areas where trails, we may not have created the trails, but people have connected the end of one trail to the end of another trail through somebody's property, and it's been commonly used for quite some time, but with no easements. So the property owners have the right to say no more of this, and we've successfully negotiated with some and some not so successful. But that's what that is in reference to. And then there's the context in trails and the consistency with other plans. And this is something that I think Public Works would really want me to stress with you is that there are other plans and that this document advises those other plans. There's the TSP, for instance. And that's really the transportation master plan. That's the transportation system plan. This document has a lot of information and it's meant to advise, but the transportation system plan really is the guiding document for transportation systems. So the goals that we worked with going through the process, we're trying to maintain the system of trails that we have while still developing new ones, increase trail connectivity wherever we have situations where we have where a trail ends and there's a gap between where it begins again. We want to stress that those are high priority areas that we wanted to really look at, see if there's something that we could accomplish through negotiation, through people's good graces on private property or purchasing easements or even purchasing the property. Enhancing the quality of life, because we do believe that transportation options do increase people's quality of life, and continue the use of accepted trail standards. So those are the goals that we went through, and I won't read the vision. It's in the book, but basically we're trying to connect people, provide healthy options, you know, all those types of things. So, and we do emphasize that our trail system is successful as it is, and that we're trying to continue that success as we go forward. So by no means are we saying that there's anything majorly wrong with the trail system, but a healthy trail system needs checkups every once in a while. And this is our checkup with this master plan. So a lot of the themes as you go through the plan, we were talking about trails as transportation because there used to be a lot clearer, difference between recreation trails and transportation trails, because people saw them as one or the other. But I think in what I've seen and experienced over the years, that is going away, largely going away. Unless the trail is a circular trail that just goes around a park, it's not really considered recreation. If it goes anywhere, if people have the potential to use it, whether it's paved or not, it can be considered a transportation route. You could consider Lithia Park's trails transportation if you live above the park and you work downtown or are coming downtown for dinner or something like that. If you chose to walk the path instead of driving a car, then that's a transportation option. So I see that definition changing quite a bit and opening up quite a bit, especially as we deal with the state and with grants and things like that. They're recognizing more of our trails, not as plain recreation, but as potential transportation options. So access and connectivity, which we talked about, the natural environment, which we go into detail in here, and citizen rights, which we talked about as well. People who own property have the right to exclude other people from it. And then there's also that issue with the trail being right above somebody's property or right behind somebody's property, and noise and things like that. Trash, which is an issue, dog bags with stuff inside of it that people leave from time to time. Trail planning and trail management, land maintenance, and partners. Partners is a big one, because we couldn't even have done this master plan amendment without partners. AWTA is probably the biggest partner that we have. Ashland Woodlands and Trails Association volunteers many, many hours. And I know, Heywood, you were talking about volunteering just recently with the mountain bike community. There are so many groups out there who we couldn't do what we do without them doing what they do, and that's the volunteer portion of it. So partners aren't just our partners in municipalities like Talent and the county, but also all of the volunteer organizations that we work with. We did have a public input session that was May 2nd, a year ago, actually. We held that at the Senior Center. We had a lot of really good comments. A lot of people showed up, and we had it set up so all the different corridors were in different places, and people came and commented about each one of the corridors individually, or else left one comment about the entire plan. We also had a public comment link that was live the entire time we were going through the process and creating the plan or amending the plan. The big issues that came up, and PET issues are top of the list always, because That's what I hear the most of when it comes to these types of things. There's other things I hear about too, but when we're talking about trails, pet issues come up quite a bit, and whether or not dogs should be leashed, whether or not people are picking up their waste, things like that. We actually put out 50,000 of those dog waste bags per year. We go through 50,000 of those per year, and I believe it's climbing. People are continually asking us to put new woof waste stations in at different places because they're really counting on them, and that serves a number of purposes. It's not just taking away the mess and the smell, but it's also it could create problems with health. We see in the creek a lot of times the we see things change when fecal matter isn't picked up, and then we see it running into the creek. We do see changes, so that helps a lot as well. So there's an environmental component to that. So trail traffic and nearby homeowners' privacy, we've really talked about that already, but that came up quite a bit. Anybody who has a trail that anybody who has a trail near their home, well, I'll put it this way. There are two types of homeowners who have trails by their houses, those who want them and those who don't want them. And there's definitely both kinds. And a lot of times, you know, you won't buy a house if it has a trail behind it if you're not the kind of person who likes trails. But it does happen from time to time. And unfortunately, when we don't have easements, like on the Ashland Creek or the Ashland Canal Trail, we do see sometimes when people can shut those down. So we're really concerned about that and trying to work with the homeowners. Negative impact on wildlife. In some areas where people like to bird, dogs are a problem. And when we have trails coming through areas, and you know, we're not asking for people to take their dogs off leash, but they do, then there is an impact on wildlife. And then trash, and people are really interested in volunteering as well, which I mentioned before. So we have a number of different chapters. The beginning chapters, hey Alan. Hey. The beginning chapters kind of go over background, where we came from, where we're going, type of thing. And then we go forward, and then we have a chapter for each one of the trail corridors. There's 11 corridors, and then the 12th chapter is regional connections that include things like the Imperatrice property. That's not within the city, but could potentially be something that we work on. It is city-owned property. Could potentially and hopefully will be part of the trail system at some point in time leading up to Grizzly Peak. So each chapter shows a different corridor, and I'll just highlight one of those today, and that's the Bear Creek Greenway corridor. And what I'm highlighting here today is the east side, showing basically right in the middle. Let me see if I can turn this on. Right in the middle being the dog park right in here, where right now the trail actually ends. And as you can see, there's a lot of dotted lines. This is one of the areas where we have done plans, and we do have a route that we would like to see going forward, trying to get to North Mountain Park. And then we also see a proposed route along Bear Creek all the way out, hopefully to Immigrant Lake. But just going into a little bit deeper on that, we've actually gone a little further with the Bear Creek Greenway, and we have come up with an individual plan for this area to get from the dog park to North Mountain Park. And we actually do have three different alignments that we're working on. One's a permanent alignment that we hope we'll eventually be able to get in and will be the alignment that is the Bear Creek Greenway for decades to come, maybe even millennia, I don't know, but for quite a while. And we have a short-term alignment, which is this purple section right here, which is something that is not ideal because we have the trail coming out, the greenway coming out onto Nevada Street, coming down, crossing into Kestrel Park, and then following Bear Creek, crossing back over onto property that Park owns, and then back out to North Mountain Street. It's not ideal because it's on the street. Those bridges are necessary regardless of what we do to be able to connect the neighborhoods and give people options for transportation. But we also have a third option, which is the interim alignment, which is all on property that we currently own, which is different from all the other options. All of the other options we have to acquire property for, which in large part puts the future success of the trail in other people's hands. If we don't have a willing seller, then we really can't move forward with our preferred plan. But the dashed line, as you can see right here, comes up Nevada Street and cuts over back to what we call the Mace property, which is a property that Parks purchased within the last 2 years and comes down along the creek. So this is all what you could consider an extension of Riverwalk right off of North Mountain. It's 17 acres. Come down along the creek and then go right into Nevada or North Mountain Street and then into North Mountain Park. So that's just an example of how we would drill down further, where the master plan may not be really specific on all of the different corridors, but as we get into more detail and we have the opportunity to create more detail, we do, and we drill down even farther and try to come up with plans like this to move things forward. Oh, I guess I had some more on this. These are, I'm just highlighting here. I'll just do this again. So this is the preferred route in yellow. It has one bridge on it where the circle is. So what you see is the Bear Creek Greenway, instead of coming up towards the dog park, it goes straight out on the road out to Oak. It's Oak, right? Yeah. Across Oak, across the creek on property that we don't own, down along the creek on property we don't own, all the way up to here where we have property that will eventually be dedicated to us through development, but we don't have right now. And then back on the same side of the creek over to North Mountain. The short-term alignment, which is something that we think we can get in, and we're actually working on grants right now trying to get this part in, and it makes a lot more sense for people for transportation to use this one as opposed to the next one I'm going to show you in the short term, because it's really straightforward, but it requires two bridges, and which is really hard to do. I mean, bridges are really expensive. There's a lot of environmental requirements that go with them, and the good thing about this purple option is we either have control right now through ownership, or we will have control through dedications, through development process, where we can create that purple route. And then the last one is that interim alignment. Again, coming up Oak, coming down through the neighborhood. I forget the name right now of the street, but we're coming down. We come down a grade right through here, down towards Bear Creek, and then come right out to Riverwalk and out to North Mountain Street, which then connects with North Mountain Park. So really, that's the background. I'm happy to take questions and to provide more detail when I come back to the business meeting, if you would like. But basically, that is the background. The big thing to remember is it's an advisory document. You're not going to see a lot of or any really specific plans in there that say do this first for this much money or something like that. So we're not seeing SDC dollars going towards this plan. What we're seeing is this plan influencing the transportation system plan, which then hopefully we would be eligible then for some other funding options.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Any questions? Lynn?
Just a question that the cover letter mentioned that Public Works had made some changes that were noted in red, but my copy didn't indicate any red. I was just wondering if you could generally describe what their comments were.
Yeah, I can do that. So basically their comments had things to do with just going over the executive summary, making sure that it was clear that this is an advisory document, that Public Works isn't going to start building trails, or we're not going to start building trails based on this document, but it's there to help us move forward when the opportunities are available to do real plans like the Bear Creek Greenway. So that was one of the big things. They added a lot of ADA, because where this plan actually comes into contact mostly with the TSP, unless you're dealing with Bear Creek Greenway and the Central Bike Path, and that's the transportation system plan, is street crossings. Mm-hmm. Wherever we need a street crossing, that's a really important part of the puzzle, and it also is an important part and could potentially be detrimental, or not detrimental, could be a something that the Public Works Department has to think about when moving traffic, car traffic throughout the city. So they had some guidance for us with mid-block crossings, ADA accessibility, things like that. And then just making sure that wherever it comes up, I'll read it to you. All trail planning considerations should be consistent with the broader city plans to include the TSP, Stormwater Master Plan, and the Climate and Energy Action Plan. So that's their one of their big additions, and it kind of carries that theme all the way through.
So in regard to the first comment, how is an actual plan approved? What body approves?
So if we go back to the Bear Creek Greenway, now it depends on where it is. So the Bear Creek Greenway is a pretty large project that uses some of the city right away. So when we got ready to present this, and we had a plan that we thought was implementable and we needed to move it forward, I took it to the Transportation Commission. I showed this specific plan to the Transportation Commission, went through all the different things that we went through, and proposed to them that this should be the alignment that we go forward with. From there, it would go to the Parks Commission, who would approve it to use parks funding, and then from there, if we get funding for it, to the City Council, because it would be over the threshold to where the City Council would have to approve the dollar amount. So that's the process.
Troy?
On broad strokes, what are the ADA requirements for this, considering if you change some of these routes to transportation, doesn't that kick in the ADA requirements versus if you just leave them at recreation?
Well, so there are recreation trails or the, how do we put it in here, the third category of trails, the natural trails, that will never be truly ADA compatible.
Okay.
They just won't be. That's just by nature. We can't pave everything. So when I talk about ADA, I'm generally talking about whenever the trail comes in contact and makes a grade change, usually at intersections or mid-block crossings, and that's where ADA ramps would be required. And that's basically what Public Works is talking about, is ensuring that ADA ramps are built consistent with required documents. They include ODOT documents and ASHTO and different things like that. So that's where it comes into play.
It doesn't come into play if you change one of these trails to a transportation corridor. It only changes the intersections and not the trail itself.
Right. So the only trail you're going to see that is the only two trails right now that you're going to see are designated as transportation routes, like literally designated, are Bear Creek Greenway and the Central Bike Path. The rest of them, when I say transportation routes, they could be transportation routes. It just depends on how you're using it. If you're using it just to walk around the park, you park your car and you walk around the park and then you go back to your car, that's a recreation trail. But if you use it because you want to get from one side of the park to the other side of the park for whatever purpose, that's a transportation route. But we're not going to designate them as transportation routes. It's just, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else, Melanie?
It's just interesting this came up because it was actually the one thing that I kind of checked my reading when I was looking through it, was thinking about some little trail that I've walked on around town coming up to a street and there being an ADA crossing for something that's clearly not going to be accessible to someone in a wheelchair or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, so what we're talking about is on specific, mostly when we're talking about the two transportation routes, when we're crossing streets, that we do have fully compliant ADA crossings.
Anything else? Bill?
I have a quick, while we're on that accessibility issue, and I don't mean to put you on the spot as the ADA expert, but I was talking to a gentleman who owns property out in the Croman Mill District today, and we were talking about the Hamilton Creek corridor, and the plan shows more of a surfaced facility, and it came up, well, you know, if Parks is interested, or let's say it's more of a trail system connecting Siskiyou Boulevard through Bellevue School area, mm-hmm. you know, down to Mistletoe. Is there options? Can it be surfaced with something other than asphalt? And I said, you know, I wasn't sure if it's part of the Parks Trail system, there might be some, and it's a public pathway, maybe there's some less stringent requirements
right.
for surfacing. I would just wonder if you knew about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there are. I mean, and you bring up two things, I guess, that I'd like to mention. One is that although those are the only two transportation routes right now that we're actually going to designate as transportation routes, hopefully eventually we have north and south transportation routes that intersect with those two things so that you can ride the greenway and on your bike or whatever thing you're wheeling on and get to the downtown on a paved route. So the second part is, yeah, when we're down in the urban area, we probably do want to look at paved. And we can do concrete, we can do asphalt, and in some cases, decomposed granite that's been compacted enough can be ADA accessible.
Great answer.
Anything else? I have one question. A lot of these trails go into the county, and how have we been working with the county to do that? There's a lot more of them in this plan than there were in the previous plan.
So we tried to emphasize regional connections because we wanted to show that, you know, we're a city that has a lot of trails, but there's a lot of trails that go other places as well. And we collaborate very well with the county. One example is the Bear Creek Greenway. We have a contract.
Mm-hmm.
We work with them, and we maintain our section of the greenway all the way out to out past the Ashlands boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But we work with them very well, I think. And I don't think there's any issues going on there. The other groups that we work with are the Forest Service and BLM and so on. And to my knowledge, all fronts, our relationships are very good with all of them.
Yeah, and I was looking, and then this is just a comment for something that I had a suggestion about when I was reading this, is, you know, we, as a city, we really can't plan in the county, you know, any more than the county can come in and say, hey, you know, we want to plan for your downtown. I don't think you have enough density down here. I think it would be good to have a recognition in here. And the county is, like, totally supportive of this, I'm pretty sure. I mean, in part of their comprehensive plan, one of the first policy in their recreation section is to work with cities to have facilities close to urban areas. But they also have a planning process that, so I think it would be good to recognize that, you know, this plan addresses both trails, you know, in the city and in our urban growth area over which, you know, we have planning jurisdiction, and trails in the county over which the county has jurisdiction and for which we're going to work with the county.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like on the resource lands, for example, a bunch of this stuff is in forest land or ag land,
yeah.
And they can't, they're not, it's not even a permitted use unless it's in one, it's in the county's master parks master plan, I think it is. So anyway, I don't think we need to change anything other than just have a recognition of that we're, you know, for the areas that are outside in the county, we're working with the county cooperatively on that stuff.
We'll have to look at that chapter. It's the last chapter, 12, and see where we could maybe put that in there if it's not.
Yeah, or up front, you know,
yeah.
Somewhere. That was the only real suggestion I had to make that jurisdictional issue clear. So
okay.
You can tell who the lawyer is up here.
Okay. All right.
All right. Any other questions?
You might want to proofread it one more time.
Okie dokie.
Just because there were a number of, like, just really grammatical oddities.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take a look.
And the pictures are great. Great. Thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah. Now I'll go through it again. I noticed that just one or two today.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll see you in a few weeks.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, we have one other piece of business, the election of officers for the upcoming year. I have been chair for exactly 2 years. Our municipal code, Bill points out to me, says that officers of commissions can't be an officer for more than 3 years. But my recollection is we have a policy that's been 2 years and then you're out, which I am fine with.
I had made that suggestion at least 10 years ago, you know, because just to kind of make sure that we turned over mm-hmm. the commission and allow other people in, because you kind of get used to it, like, oh, okay, yeah, I mean, you're fine. Melanie's fine. Yeah, let's just do it. But it does, I think, give the community a different thing, you know, just to have a little more frequent turnover.
To turn every 2 years instead of three.
Because when I first started, there were a couple chairs that had stayed on for quite a while, even though Hayward had tried to research through, but I do know that a couple were there for a while, and you get, like, we should have some new blood. Anyway, that's always been kind of my position, but.
Okay.
Well, that would create an opportunity for the, you know, an outgoing officer to still serve as a backup or something,
right.
too, you know, as a vice mm-hmm. or something like that. So you could have a secret.
Which is what Melanie did for the past 2 years.
Yeah. I had actually.
Thank you.
I had actually suggested that the chair become the vice chair. That we don't have kind of like a vice chair, like the chair in waiting, that we just kind of go through and pick a chair, and then mm-hmm. the vice chair goes back, knows the ropes in case.
Right.
The only problem, just the technicality, is just whether you're chair or vice chair, not more than three consecutive annual.
I had a hard time.
Neither the chair nor vice chair
shall serve as an officer for more than three consecutive annual.
I think we can read that to mean a specific officer, but otherwise the vice chair couldn't serve any more than one more year.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. Which is right. Kind of right.
But you know, when that was coming before, you know, that coming before, saying it was like Roman's first year, you know, I understood it to be those specific offices. You know, because when I was talking to him about it, because I had floated the same thing about the two-year thing, though I hadn't refined it. And I understood it to be, but what you're saying is your understanding is different than mine.
Yeah.
I thought that it was that specific office.
Well, the problem is that if the idea is to circulate the leadership,
mm-hmm.
you could just have, you know, people constantly circulating, as long as you don't do more than 2 or 3 years in the same position, you could constantly be rotating
mm-hmm.
the positions and you don't end up with a change in leadership.
Yeah. And we could ask Dave about it, and if I could only be vice chair for 1 year, it would like make my day, you know? Well, I'm open to suggestions for who might want to be a chairperson for next year. Since you brought this up.
Have you been chair before?
Just for the few years, for the few months when Stromberg became mayor. Because I had sort of been like vice chair more than half of my time on planning commission. I always sort of felt I'd be vice chair. But I've done it.
Since you're footloose and fancy free.
I am footloose and fancy free because, you know, being Rotary President is going to take up a lot of time. I'd love to be vice chair. I'm happy to serve
mm-hmm.
at some point. I'd rather pass for the next year, though, just because I know it's going to take up a lot of time.
Is there anyone with a crying ambition to take it on?
But I've been on the commission for three and a half years. But I think I would, I think in the vice chair, I was going to say that while it shouldn't be automatic that the vice chair is 2 years if the others, that they can make that choice. chair can make that choice too. The chair can go for 1 year if they want, and then go for the second. They don't have to take the second year.
Yeah.
And so I would say I'd be willing to take it on, but to say that maybe it will be for a year. And
I think no, not a. I'd like to nominate Lynn.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That
That's very nice. I'll tell you, the problem is I just went on the OSF board and I'm on 5 board committees. So I just feel like I shouldn't take that on. And plus, I really feel most of you have more expertise in this than I do.
But that's
know?
Why we went to his chair, because one has less.
But then I don't talk.
So
right.
Exactly. The way you shut you down.
I thought that 2 years was a good time because it kind of takes you 6 or 8 months just to figure out a bit of what you're doing, at least for me. And then I had a year when I purportedly knew what I was doing to actually do it. So I thought that was a good length of time. Two years, 3 years would work, you know, but 2 years is a good term time, I think.
Well, the other idea would be if you would do it for 1 more year, and if Haywood wants to be vice, that would kind of get work him in, you know, even though it's not what Michael was saying, but that might be a way to transition.
That's the way
chair
it normally
for
works for these boards, is the vice chair becomes the next chair.
If they've never done it before, particularly, it kind of gives you a bridge.
Well, yeah, even if they have, it just allows you. A lot closer to the action.
I was chair for an elected position for a park district twice, so it's not the first time I've ever sat in the chair. So
well, it's not Haywood's first rodeo.
No.
I think you know what you're doing.
Sat through hundreds of public hearings.
I'm sorry for that. You do have our you do have our sympathy.
In Bill and Maria's seat, so.
Out because she just didn't have the time.
Right. Or Lynn, I mean, no, but Haywood to be vice chair.
Oh.
Roger.
Keep Roger on if Roger's willing and Haywood be vice
chair. I can limp along for another year if people are okay with it. I mean,
I'm good.
It's not like my work is picking up.
Do you have your vacation schedule yet?
I do. I'm gone for 2 weeks in late September and early October.
I'm just kidding. For,
and I think I've Bill has scheduled the worst and hairiest hearings, just like he did to you when I was gone.
Good idea. Okay. We've got two.
Do I have a motion?
Yeah, motion and a second.
And a second. And
yeah.
All in favor? Signify by saying aye. Any opposed? All right, we're on the hook, Haywood.
Okay, we're stuck with Roger for 1 more year.
Then you're stuck with Haywood.